Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Yes, you don't have to work this job for 10 years and then get an extra week. He said, I'm going to bless you because it's already set up in the package. When you get hired, they're going to give you several weeks for your vacation in the year.
Hallelujah.
Okay, wow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, story short, I got the job, people. And in fact, let me tell you something. God gave me that job. I was minding my own business.
Glory.
Working another job.
Yes, Lord.
My phone rang, left a voicemail, and the first thing they put on my voicemail was, hi, this message is for April. I want to tell you, April, we have the perfect job for you. Please give me a call back at blah, 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 blah. I called them back, and I'm like, who are you? They were a staffing agency. Now, I wasn't submitting my resume to a staffing agency, so I have to this day still no clue how they got my resume.
Wow.
They paired me up with a job that immediately wanted to make me a department head over the marketing. Immediately set me up in my own office. Immediately. My commute was even less than what I was with my other job. My other job, I was driving probably a little bit over an hour. This new job was 15 minutes away. I was like, where have you all been? It's like it was in hiding. But God exposed it to me. God said, I am in covenant with you. I will give you what you have room to receive. And as long as you keep pressing your faith, I'll keep allowing you to receive more because I'm going to press you to step out of your comfort zone. I'm going to press you to step out and relocate. I'm going to step you and cause you to birth out things that have never been birthed out on this earth. There's never been another international or KCI worldwide. Yes, there's never been another KCI worldwide on this earth. We have birthed out something that has never been done before. We did not inherit this ministry. We did not inherit this business. We did not inherit this work. The platform was not given to us. We had to build it. He said, as long as you keep pushing your faith, you keep making room for receiving more.
Yeah.
Long story short, when I was just asking God for one vacation, now because I kept pressing, now because God kept challenging my husband and I to make room for more, now that God gave us the revelation that whatever it is we ask of him, as we abide in him and his words abide in us, as we begin to go forward and he begins to challenge us to increase our faith, to enlarge our territory, we begin to receive more. And now today, I have more vacations than what I have the time to take.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I couldn't understand, God, I'm a tither. Why don't I need everything? Lord, he said, begin to check your inventory. He said, and when you feel like you don't have or you need more, once you check your inventory and you feel you want more, he said, then I'm going to start talking to you about enlarging your territory. I'm going to begin to start talking to you about stretching your faith. A lot of us want money. We're a tither, but we want more money. God said, I'm not giving you that duffel bag. I'm giving you a vision. When you birth out that vision, that would be your financial breakthrough. Whoa.
Amen.
Amen.
A divine assignment.
Confirmation.
Your divine assignment, fulfilling your purpose, is your financial breakthrough. When you begin to start doing what God has placed you on this earth to do, he rewards you. That's why the Bible says, seek first in his kingdom, his righteousness, then all other things shall be added. See, we think that that's just prayer. See, that's that religious thinking. Yep. We think that, oh, I just got to seek God. I just got to pray. I just got to go to my secret place. Do that too, but that's not everything. When you seek him first, that means you're saying, Lord, amidst everything that I want to do on this earth, I'm going to fulfill why you placed me on this earth first. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. It might even say, ouch. Some of us want to be married so bad, but we're focusing on being a wife. We're focusing on being a mom. We're focusing on doing what we want to do, but we're forgetting why God even placed us on this earth in the beginning. When you get busy doing why God has placed you on this earth, your husband will come. Everything else will be added.
Amen.
We always say,
come on now.
We always say, I want Ruth and Boaz. I want my Boaz. And I think that's wonderful. Right. But you got to study Ruth. Ruth did not get Boaz until she was busy doing something in the field.
Come on now.
And all she wanted to be is a wife. And instead of going out to the field and doing what God called her to do, was to take care of her mentor, which was Naomi. She could have been at Naomi's home, primping in the little mirror. She could have been looking at her skinny waist like, I look good. Any man would love me. She could have been washing her hair. She could have been looking at her clothes. And if she would have stayed inside being vain, taking quote-unquote selfies, and just focusing on her own outside to be beautiful, then she would have missed being in the field. She would have missed giving her testimony. Because guess what? The only way Boaz was attracted to Ruth, because other people were able to testify of her hard work. Did you catch it? When Boaz came on the scene, he asked some other workers and said, who is that lady? They said, man, Boaz, this girl is a beast. She's here sheaving. She's here gathering all types of things and crops in the field. She comes. She's dedicated. She works long hours, and then she leaves and comes back the next day. That turned Boaz on. He said, man, a real woman. You know why? Because he was used to those thoughts. He was used to those whores who were just after his will, throwing themselves. He was used to those women that just wanted to mooch off of him and was attracted to his power and his clout. But when he saw a real woman that wasn't afraid to get her hands dirty, wasn't afraid to walk, wasn't afraid to think about her own provision, it turned him on. Same for me. When General Andrews saw me, he didn't see me just sitting in the back of the church and I was filing my nails and I was just being pretty, smacking gum and with my lip gloss on. No, when every time he came to the church, he saw me working. I was a children's Sunday school teacher. I was over the arts staff. He saw me in the choir. He saw me delivering the word of God. He saw me singing the Lord's Prayer. He said, man. He said, that's a real woman. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. He was so turned on by me. Do you not know? He didn't even ask my name first. The first question that he asked me was, am I married? Whoa.
Amen.
That's not a man. Tell me if that's not a man that knows what he wants.
Amen.
He really wants you.
Amen.
If the man really wants you, if God has sent that suitor, if God has sent a suitor to you that he is saying, yes, this is one of the men that you have the options to marry, they're not going to be playing around. They're not going to be shacking and diving. They're not going to be up playing games and mind games. They're going to come on a mission. They want you as their wife, and they want to figure out how to do so. And that's exactly what happened. When I began to work, when I begin to get busy, when I begin to understand how tithing works and that I got to get busy doing God's work, being faithful to him, then all the other things added.
Right.
When I learned how to take inventory, I realized how God blesses. I realized he blesses not an idle mind, but a fervent worker.
Amen.
To my tithers, and I'm finished. My tithers,
you are
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You have more.
Thank you, Lord.
Or I should say, God wants to give you more. You think what you have now is the creme de la creme? It's the pinnacle. It's all that God has to give you. Not at all.
No.
Not even close.
Amen.
He wants you to take inventory.
Amen. I want more.
He said, I want you first to check your inventory. The things that you've been asking me for, do you have room enough to receive more? The things from the smallest to the greatest, do you have room enough to receive more? You live in a one-bedroom home, and you want an extra body in your house by way of a husband. Do you have room to receive your husband? Can he fit his things in your house? Woo!
Woo! Oh, my God, it's that confirmation.
Women, women, have you cleaned your sink off so he can have half of the sink for his sheep?
Wow.
What is the decor of your home? Is it all girly and frilly and sparkly and diamond out? What man want to be in that? You want a husband, but is it conducive? Do you have room to receive him? Oh, I keep this thing going on and on and on. It's the same thing going for children. There's a lot of people that come to us, oh, pray for me. I want twins. Oh, pray for me. This one lady, she keep coming to us saying she wants triplets. I said, if that's what you want, God bless you. But first, let me talk to you. Do you have room enough to even receive triplets? You need to go and visit somebody that already has triplets and see the demand.
Amen.
God has already given birth. And walk up and down in their home and see if you got enough space to house your triplets. Okay. You all got it. You all got it. I think they got it. They understand. God has more with your name on it. But his word stopped him at giving you more once you reach the lid. That isn't a reflection on how much God wants to give you. God wants to give you more. He wants to give you the overflow. But if you look at the scripture, he said, I will give you until there is no more room to receive. When there's no more room to receive, you're not getting any more. So that means you got to upgrade your faith, and it's time to make more room. That means it's time to change your faith, and that might mean you got to change your job.
Oh, you all see.
I am on the higher. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That might mean that you might be the first entrepreneur in your family. That might mean you might be the first trailblazer. That might mean you got to read a book. That might mean that you got to go and see a lawyer for some legal advice, how to copyright, how to do trademark, how to make sure you're not infringing. That might mean that you got to do some things that you've never done before.
Yes, Father.
More room. And when it creates more room, then God can continue to bless and fulfill his covenant. You want more money. There's some people like this. You want more money, but you don't even have a checking account. Where are you going to put it?
They
give it to you by way of a check. You say, well, I could go to the cash check store. God said, no, we're not doing that type of stuff. I want you to have a savings account. I want you to have a checking account. So those that want money, where are you going to put it? It's time to open up a savings account. It's time to open up a checking account. It's time to get legit. No more stashing money in your bra. No more stashing money in the mattress. No more stashing money only in the shoe box. Up it up. When I wanted more money, I began to say, okay, let me get another checking account. This checking account is going to be for this. Let me get another savings account. This money is going to be for this. Let me go ahead. I'm not using a shoebox over here. We have a locked-up safe. I said, God, I'm anticipating an overflow, so I want to be able to. I bought my bands, all of that stuff. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to stuff it in my safe. God said, now you are prepared to receive it. When I give it to you, you're not going to just allow it to be crumbled up and soiled, and money's going to be here, $10 under the table, a crumbled up $10 bill in your purse. No, I treat God with respect. When he's giving me the money and the increase, I make sure my money is neat in my wallet. I make sure my money is accounted for in my safe. I make sure my money is deposited in my bank. God's not going to catch me slipping. I'm not going to just put his money that he's given me any kind of way.
Amen.
I'm going to make sure I'm responsible.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Anybody that comes, anybody that's in my life, I'll teach them the same, especially the children. Teach your children how to respect finances.
Amen.
And it will respect you.
Amen.
God wants to bless you with more money. He wants to release houses. He wants to release new vehicles. He wants to release clothes. He wants to release furniture. He wants to release the intangible. He wants to release all types of blessings over your life. But you have to first see if you have room to receive it. You have to first understand and prove to God that you are a diligent worker, that you will take care of everything that he gives you, that he will give you if you want children, if you want a spouse, that you are making a way. Before I was a wife, I knew how to keep a clean house. Before I was a wife, I knew how to make sure that my taste doesn't overrun and make my husband feel uncomfortable. So my decor in my home is very relaxed, but it's not super manly, but it's masculine. My husband can go in any room and feel comfortable. He doesn't have to feel like he's living in some pretty Mother Goose house. He's a man. You don't want to be sitting on no diamond pink pillow couch. You want to be able to feel like he's a man. God loves you. Check your inventory, because God is more faithful than what you're giving him credit for. You are tither, you are in covenant with him, but he's been better to you than you have actually given him credit for. Check your inventory. And if you want more, then make room for more. It's time to birth out more. It's time to relocate. It's time to upgrade. It's time to go for that position that you're afraid to apply for. It's time to test your faith. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the mindset of a kingdom thinker to understand that you are faithful, that you are faithful, that you are faithful, and that those that are in covenant with you, you are not slack concerning
you,
your
Father.
Promise. You are not slack to forget our good works. Lord, I thank you even now that they will understand
you,
even today, and take inventory on what it is that they have already been blessed, how you've given us so much more, and that we are at capacity. Teach us, Lord, when we are at capacity to expand, teach us, Lord, how when we are at capacity to give it away so that we can have more space for more blessings. Lord, I thank you now for stretching our faith, for giving us even a more of an anchor in your covenant as a tither. Thank you, Lord, for being good to us, even when we're not good to you, even when we're not good to you, even in our own. Thank you, God. Oh, we repent even now to say that you're not faithful, to say that tithing doesn't work. We repent. Oh, we confess our sins now.
Yes.
You can do everything but fail.
Yes.
And I thank you, God. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Let everybody on the line say amen.
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 Confirmed some things for me. Hallelujah.
Amen. My God, thank you for that word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Hallelujah.
I'm
thankful for your wisdom and your love.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, God.
Glory be unto God. Can you hear me?
Glory, God.
Amen. Amen. That was an awesome message given by, glory to God. That was an awesome message given by our own. Okay, I'll use this one.
That was an awesome message given by our own, thank you, our own Dr. April. Glory be to God. I just want to pray over her.
Glory,
Father, this word, Lord God. Let there be no backlash or retaliation for her releasing this word over us, Lord. But, Lord God, let her prosper even all the more. And Lord, let her be rejuvenated in the spirit, Lord God. Even as she poured out into us, we ask you to pour into her. In the wondrous working name of Jesus. Bless her, anoint her, continue to use her in Jesus' name. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Be unto God. That was a powerful message. She actually got that revelation from a while ago, and when she shared it with me, it just blew my mind. And we actually began to look. When he gave us that revelation, we applied it to many areas of our life. And a lot of people, a lot of people had a religious mindset. They say, well, I just do this and I do that for God out of obedience. Y'all got to stop thinking like that. You could do it out of obedience, but you better expect to receive. You have
that's
to.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
He said, what did he say? He said, test me in this. What does that mean? That means he's saying, try me in this and see what I won't do for you, what I will do for you. Try me in this. He's telling you, he's giving you permission. So when you say that, yeah, I'm just doing this out of obedience, but I'm not expecting to receive anything, then you don't get what you got. You're not expecting to receive anything.
So,
you know, we got to shake the religion. Amen. But a lot of us have been taught, unfortunately, the wrong things, but now that we know, we just continue to move forward and we do better. But praises be to God. God's about to bless some of y'all. It's quite a few people online today in the service today. The Holy Spirit showed me that he's going to bless 17 people. 17 people.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the General.